This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. After Hurricane Katrina, about 700 New Orleans families relocated to the Washington, D.C. area. They include Kenny James, his wife Demetria Martin, and their three-month-old daughter. They lived in shelters for a while. Now they're in their own Maryland apartment, but the transition has not been easy. NPR's Allison Keyes has the first of several stories on how the family is doing in its new home.
Say hello.
Demetria Martin sits in the living room of her two-bedroom Mount Rainier apartment, cradling little Kiara on her lap. Both have short curly hair and bright inquisitive eyes. Looking around at the donated sleeper sofa, television, coffee table, and dining room set, Martin says she's thankful that people here have been so willing to help her family.
I'm just grateful that I'm here in Maryland because it's so different, you know, than it was in New Orleans. It's real nice out here.
I ain't never knew you can get so much help like this, you know. Make me want to go out there and start helping people.
Kenny James is a compact, gentle-looking man with a quick smile. He says he and his wife would be glad to stay here, except that he misses their other children, all 10 of them. The oldest is 17. They're living with Martin's father in Vicksburg, Mississippi. The other problem, he says, is that the life they knew in New Orleans' Ninth Ward is totally gone.
Whole another environment, whole, you know, don't know nobody. It's different, you know. It's nice, but I really want to be with my kids, the rest of my kids. That kind of bothered me a lot, too. But other than that, this is nice. I wouldn't mind making this home.
Martin and James are already settling in here. Unlike many who lost everything in the storm, they were able to salvage a few reminders of home. Several pictures hang on the off-white walls of the ground floor apartment.
That's my father and my uncle. This is the house. This is my house right here that I lost. This is my sister's son. That's my nephew. This is my son who's going to Georgia Tech right here.
The family has received a windfall of donations for their baby daughter. Martin is proud to show off Kiara's room.
Kiara has a Winnie the Pooh blanket that I hung up. And on this side of the room, she have a single twin bed. She have her own baby bed with her bottles and her blankets.
The calm of Kiara's home now is a stark contrast to the storm during which she was born. Demetria Martin gave birth to her 11th child at 12:01 a.m. August 29th in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. The couple had fled their four-bedroom home for the AmeriHost Hotel on Canal Street.
She went in labor, and we tried to call paramedics, but none of them didn't make it on time or nothing like that. And then she laid on her side, and she said, "It's coming," and I saw something pushing out through her robe, and that was Kiara.
We had to do it by candle, so what we did was
I grabbed her and held her, and she pushed, and I grabbed some scissors and I put them in some boiling water and I put a little fire to them and then I clipped a cord and I tied it up.
Martin says her husband carried their newborn daughter outside to a local hospital to try and get formula and other medical attention, but officials with guns turned him away.
They did a warning shot at Kenneth while he had Kiara in his arms, telling him, "Get back, get back. Y'all not allowed in the hospital." So he came running back, all hysterical. He's a diabetic, so the cuts from the water, he was bleeding and everything.
The couple ended up at the convention center. Martin says a family friend took her other 10 children to the Superdome, where their grandfather picked them up. Martin and James eventually boarded a bus and lived briefly at a camp for evacuees in Mena, Arkansas, before showing up at Washington, D.C.'s Armory around September 10th. A nonprofit group called A Wider Circle is paying for their housing, along with 100 other families. The group also took Martin shopping for winter clothes. She got a black hooded jacket, a lime green hat, and matching gloves.
All right, Beyonce, y'all watch out.
But Kenny James continues to worry about his displaced children, especially his sons.
And they out there where they got gangs at, and I'm trying to, you know, by being long distance, I can't talk to them like I want every day. That kind of stressed me out too a lot, you know, because I'm the daddy. I say, I know I'm not around, but, you know, I love you and I'm trying my best to get y'all up here.
James says he and his wife are hoping to find a way to get a house in Maryland large enough to accommodate their other children. But the stress from the storm has affected his blood sugar levels. He is diabetic and this has made it difficult for him to get a job.
Hey, mama baby.
Martin, a former waitress, is at home taking care of Kiara. James, a caterer who also has experience welding and soldering, is continuing to go on job interviews. But for the moment, they're looking forward to going to Mississippi for Thanksgiving and spending some time with their other children. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.